Blog Talk Radio.
Obama got elected, now there is no end to Democrats who want to tax and spend. Tax and spend us into bankruptcy with a tax cheat running our treasury. You spend $2 trillion, what do you get? No recovery, but deeper in debt. St. Peter better call me, for it's too late. I owe my soul to the welfare state. Obama is a leftist, this he can't deny. Governed from the center was a great big lie. Karl Marx's manifesto is his playbook, and you and me soon will be on the hook. You're spending $2 trillion in unsecured cash. Soon the dollar will be pure trash. Our bondholders we have to appease. We owe our soul to the red Chinese. Obama and his people are making a mess. Bernanke's fired up the printing press, printing money that don't exist. No wonder America is getting peeved. You spend $2 trillion, they ain't done yet. Obama and Pelosi piling up the debt. I work hard for my money, this I don't deserve. We owe our souls to the Federal Reserve.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party in the Spirit of America Party book, .com. We are listening this morning. It's a Saturday morning. The time is 10:20. I just finished watching a little bit of Fox Business and Fox News. And they had Mike Huckabee on Fox Business. And Mike Huckabee said today what I said last night. Dump them all. Dump them all. Vote them all out of office, because the only people that these politicians are listening to are the ones who are paying them off. Yes, and let me tell you something, a graft that doesn't come just in green under the table. It comes in the way of favors and good deeds and free joyrides, okay? Just like when Torricelli took that Chinese businessman shopping in an antique store, having him pick out clocks for him. He picked out the clocks and the Chinese guy would buy them. That's your senator in action. Do you think that Torricelli is any different than anybody else there in the House and the Senate? They're all crooks, and their only allegiance is to the guy that smears them the most. So my theory is, get rid of them all. Fire them all. That's it. It's your only chance. When the next election comes up, take them all out. You go into the booth and you say, Chuck Schumer, he's been here too long. Who else is running? Oh, there's a communist. Oh, put the communist in. Let's see what happens. Yeah, forget about it. I'm telling you. Dump them all. Turn the world upside down, like Washington did at Yorktown. And they will get the message quickly. I guarantee you that this little election in 2010, If the survivors who have not come up for election see what happened to the sacrifice that 2010, you will get more cooperation. But don't spare them. When 2012 comes around, get them all. If they were in office last week, they're out of office this week. If the President of the United States can fire the President of General Motors without kidding me. No, that was the message. The message was, we can take anybody out anytime and don't mess with Big G. And we got to put an end to Big G. And these people, they don't know how to save a buck. They are not housewives putting two cans or less back on the shelf because they don't have enough budget money. These people spend like, and I'm not going to say drunken sailors, but you know what I'm saying. So, Then they had on at Fox Business Charles Payne. He's very good. He's a black guy, and he's a He's a conservative. So that makes him an Uncle Tom. Yeah. With Charles Payne is very savvy. And I'd feel my money would be safe with Charles Payne. And they had on a guy who was from Brooklyn. And he has founded an organization that helps people all around the world, except in the United States. And Charles Payne says, "What about where charity begins at home?" And he says, No, we're the reason that all these people around the world are suffering, and so therefore I'm going out to heal the world." And so Charles Payne says, "Well, where were you last?" He says, "I was in Saudi Arabia. I was talking to the poor of Saudi Arabia." "Who are you talking to? A camel? Are you kidding me? A Saudi Arabia who had to pass a law that 13-year-olds could no longer invest in the stock market?" Yeah. He went out to talk to the poor of Saudi Arabia. And then he finished me off with, "We're a non-profit making organization." And I'm looking at him, and he's got a suit on, he's got a shirt and a tie, he's got shoes with extra thick soles, and I said to myself, "Well, where do you get your money from? What is it, manna from heaven?" There's no such thing as a non-profit organization. Anybody that tells you they work for a non-profit organization is stealing like crazy. Yeah, that's life, man. You know, the Japanese have a saying, a man is honest until he gets the chance. So, now hang in there, and we'll give you a little music to make your day. Pennies from heaven we'll give you, because that's all you're going to get when the government gets through with you. I was watching the Tudors again last night. What a fantastic, it goes to show you how if Hollywood wants to, they can make decent, entertaining movies with a little bit of historical fact to bring it up to a full measure. And there was a poor Anne Boleyn, and she's in the tower, and she's going to be beheaded, and they call it off for a day because Henry went to... drill Jane Seymour. This guy was a madman, absolute madman, and he ruthless. Ruthless isn't the word. He's not even baby ruthless. And he executed a whole family, and when only a few months before they were jockeying for position in the royal court. And the father who introduced Anne Boleyn to Henry VIII, he sold his daughter for a title. And at the end of that particular sequel, Anne Boleyn is in the tower waiting for execution, and she's looking out the window. Her brother and a friend have been beheaded, accused of having adultery with her. And she was accused of having adultery with 100 men. And see, when Henry gets you, he really gets you. He should have been, if Henry VIII was alive today, he'd be chairman of the DNC. And there's her father, who's been released from prison, and he's walking away, and he's looking up at the window, and his daughter is waving at him. And he sort of got a look on his face like, "You let us all down." Yeah, unbelievable. And Henry's off to mount another steed. Yeah, and this is the guy that founded the Church of England. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I couldn't find pennies from heaven, so let me give you an... another king. Two things I always wanted to do before I die. Have sex with an opera soprano. I love those high notes. And take 50 accountants out drinking. And watch them all loosen up. Hang in there. You notice this stimulus package only has money for the stimuli. It only has money for those who supported the party of death. The teachers union will get all the money they want. The automobile union will get the head of the CEO, General Motors. And they'll get all the money they want. Anybody who supported Acorn. Acorn will get more money than the school lunch program. And it's unbelievable. It really is. And what they're doing is they're paying for the next vote. They're buying the next vote with taxpayer money. But if you're a farmer, you're going to be watched, especially a small farmer. They're going to have surveillance planes flying over your crops. And they can't find guys who can grow weed, but they'll find an ear of corn in Grandma's Victory Garden. And she'll be brought up on charges that she had an ear of corn. Have you anything to say in your behalf? Tell the court in your own words why you were trying to put big farms out of business. And did you ever see the Soviet five-year plans? This is what we're into right now. We're into a Soviet-style five-year plan. And Obama's gone from saying that he's going to create 3 million jobs to he's going to save 3 million jobs, and he already lost 5 million jobs. But this is all he inherited this from. He inherited this from George Washington. Yeah. And the days of blaming Bush are over. Did you ever see a guy so happy to get out of Washington as Bush? Huh? I say that when they used to knock on the White House door, if they looked behind the door, they would have seen his bags were packed. He was ready to go. He couldn't wait to fly out of there. He didn't even say goodbye. 14 minutes is all he took, and Obama went to dinner while he was speaking. Yeah, Obama, Mr. International. Yeah, he went over to Europe and he apologized for America. We're sorry we're rich. We're sorry we're better than you. And let me tell you something. We are Americans, and Americans are different. And even if you come here, eventually America rubs off. And before you know it, you have national pride. And your heart swells when you hear the Star Spangled Banner. And every time you look up and see the red, white, and blue and the stars and the stripes still on it, you know that there's somebody out there is walking the Hindu Kush so that you can sleep safe in your bed tonight. And if one guy in Binghamton, New York can take out 14 people in about 10 minutes, can you imagine what 100 terrorists can do? In malls throughout the land all at the same time? Can you imagine the reports coming in over the news media? Do you want that these ragamuffins from these third world countries are turning your country into a war zone when we fought wars since 1776 to make sure that nobody messes with us? That snake that says, don't tread on me. New Hampshire who says, live free or die. Those aren't just slogans to win votes. Those were slogans that were backed up by blood, sweat, tears, and money. Never forget you're an American, and don't let somebody tell you you're something else. If you were a slave that took the lash, today you're an American, making cash. And never forget that. And never forget, I got this Brazilian prime minister who said that all the troubles in the world were brought by whites with blue eyes. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Brazilian prime minister. It was people with brown eyes who brought slaves to Brazil. They were called Portuguese. And they were from Europe. We're from America. And we clean up our act before anybody else. So don't give me that sea crap. Yeah, and I got people going to Brazil for a vacation, and they have blue eyes. And God help you if anything happens to them. you will be piranha food. So, let me take a break. I'll give you a little Brazilian music to show you that I am a fair and impartial. And instead of looking to the white eyes to blame all your problems on, maybe you should go to the streets of São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro and help the children so that they don't all become drug addicts and urchins of the street in one of the richest countries in the world. You talk about being ripe for revolution. You're ripe for revolution. Take care of your own first before you shoot your big mouth off. And don't be flattered by Osama bin Laden saying you're my man, because he wouldn't know a my man from a hole in the wall. We have sent inexperience overseas, untried inexperience. We sent a talking fool. He's a talking head. So if you want to give us an F in poor judgment, yes, that we deserve. The day will come when the American people, seeing the performance of Obama, will call Bush a genius.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar, dança miudinho pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca, de olho no chifre da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de aroma. Põe essa galera pra samba, é debaixo da saia.
Did we open with a nice tone? 1956 music, that's the Platters. How's that for a harmony? You think that can be duplicated today by a guy who can't tie his shoelaces? Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book at .com. Well, what do you want to do? You want to start a revolution? Are we ripe for revolution? Well, we haven't been to the mast long enough yet. What do we need, another 30 lashes? Let me entertain you. Let me make your day. You see, the riffraff of Europe demonstrating against the G20. Isn't that great? Does it give you flashbacks to when we had all the pigs in a blanket in the 60s, smoking weed and demonstrating and forgetting to use soap? The Manson family on extended leave. Now they're Supreme Court judges. Now they sit on the bench and dictate the law. Our boys are building up in Afghanistan, and we're getting ready to... I think Obama wants Bin Laden. I think he wants to get Bin Laden. That'll be his coup de grace. He will win the hearts and minds of the people by killing Osama Bin Laden. And the headline will be, Obama kills Osama. Yeah, great. Isn't it great? Glenn Beck's got an hour on Fox now at night. He's entertaining, I gotta say. I like Steve Malzberg. Steve always has he gives you a little bit of source caused by the Democrats who are running amok. I mean, whoever allowed the Democrat Party to take the House, the Senate, and the White House has a death wish. You couldn't have hurt America more than doing that. And I see that Christopher Dudd has a Quinnipiac poll that says only 33% of the pollsters trust a Christopher Dudd. And you know what that percentage tells me? You take 33% of the people that have no idea what's going on, and you bring them to the polls, and all you need are 29% communists, and you've got the majority of chaos in the United States. Operation Chaos. Wall Street is up, and I'm glad for that. I'm real happy about that. Last night on Mike Savage, he was talking about the feds had seized Bernie Madoff's yacht, and Mike was poo-pooing it. It's I forget what it's called, the Rebovic, something like that. And Mike, who's the expert on the marine industry, said something to the effect that whoever heard of that yacht? And a guy called in and said, it's the Stradivarius of yachts. And Madoff could get easily a $2 million for it. It's a sensational craft. And Savage, he was blown away, but he tried to control the caller and turn the interview into, I know everything. Man, I tell you, that's one thing that bothers me about talk show hosts. They get somebody on who's an expert in their field, and they don't let them talk. They talk. They tell them what they know. How can you call that an interview? If you want to interview somebody, the first thing you got to do is you got to make them feel comfortable and let them talk. You don't ham it up on their time. Why invite a guy to come on your show and you don't let him talk? So, hang in there and we'll scout the news tonight. Forgive me for yawning. I was watching the Tudors up to 3 in the morning. And I gotta tell you, man, Henry VIII must have been a real bastard. He was a bastard. Yeah, he was making bastards, but he was the head bastard. Yeah, nobody. And they're making him look good, as he's a good-looking guy, and they're making him look like he's in love. But I see they suspect that he poisoned his first wife, Catherine of Aragon. And you know what? We're asking ourselves around here, how come nobody rescued her? How come nobody let her come back to Spain and protect her? How come they left her to die in England? And how come the church didn't canonize her? And she was a saint. The woman was a saint. She gave her love to one man. She gave him a daughter. And even on her deathbed, she supported him. And she was a good woman, and she should have been canonized. And the Pope don't look too good at that time. But then again, you know, when you get into powerful politics, it corrupts. It corrupts everybody, even the well-intentioned. But he's got his eye now on Jane Seymour. And I don't know enough about the history of Henry VIII, except the fact that they show him looting the churches and using French Huguenots to do it because he couldn't trust his own people, the English, to do it. They might have pangs of conscience. So he brought over French Huguenots to do it. And politics hasn't changed. And the Brits, and the Brits are real. They are very creative when it comes to taking you out. The Tower of London, a lot of foul deeds must have been performed there. But every time this guy looks at a girl, she's dead. This guy's worse than Jack the Ripper. And probably Jack the Ripper's, his blood flows through Jack the Ripper's veins. But what a horrible guy. What a horrible guy. For a dalliance with a woman, he destroyed religion in his country. He turned his people against the Catholicism just for so that he could play hanky panky. He must have been a very devious guy, and he killed his friends and his girlfriends. Yeah, and I tell you something, if he looked at me and I was a woman, I'd be shaking in my boots. This guy had mood swings you wouldn't believe. And he also had VD. Yeah, he had the royal clap. Unbelievable. And he has the title, Defender of the Faith, which has been passed down to every monarch in England. He got the title from the Pope before he decided to alter the Ten Commandments. Yeah, life is funny. And do we all? And you know what? You don't get out of this world alive. Haven't met anybody yet that got out of this world alive. A guy comes to see me today. He says, I just turned 40. He says, I'm starting to look like my father. I said, oh, that's nothing. Wait till you look in the mirror and you see him. And he's laughing at you. That's how you know you're getting old. When you look in the mirror and you see your father. And like I say, and he's laughing at you. For laughing at him. I used to tease my father about getting old. I used to say, hey, Dad, what was George Washington like? And he used to come back and say, I used to hold his horse. Stand by, we're going to get sentimental.
This next poem is dedicated to the troops over in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I'm going to try and find a song that goes along with it. And the song that, and the words go like this. Where are you tonight? Stars are shining bright. Breezes whisper your name. Where are you tonight? Your kiss is still on my lips. I miss you, my love. 6,000 miles away and no moon. The soft wind carries your perfume. Oh, just to hold you once again. I know where you are tonight. Even though you are out of sight. As I climb the minaret stairs, I can still feel your prayers. The day has fled. The night settles in. I dream of you and I. Dance with me in my fantasy. You are my night in paradise. Oh, to look once more in your eyes. From the first day my life was blessed with the vision of your loveliness, warmth, kindness, and innocence. Though we are far away, my thoughts are of you this day, and for the rest of my life, my children and my wife. Soon I will return, this moment in time we shall redo. But for now, I must be sure no harm comes to you. Where are you tonight? Stars are shining bright. Breezes whisper your name. Where are you tonight? Your kiss is still on my lips. I miss you, my love. And that's for Suzanne.
Wouldn't you rather hear that kind of music than the Jihad song by 100 guys that are up in the Swat Valley with weapons paid for by the Russian government and singing, "We're going to kill Americans, we're going to abandon our families here on Earth because we're getting 72 fresh virgins"?
We won't be around to take care of our parents who took care of us. We won't be around to take care of the wife that God chose for us. We won't be around to take care of the children that God chose for us. But we're all going to go to paradise, and we're all going to get 72 new virgins. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Yeah, let me see if I got a schmuck song. How about we give you the new improved Iranian national anthem? No Al-Qaeda, no outside enemy is going to damage us and has been damaging us more than the communists in the United States. These Grey Poupon communists who think after the revolution they're going to have good jobs are selling us out by the minute. Obama has done more. I got to give him credit. He has accomplished more, and his theme is strike now while the iron's hot before everybody gets wise to what I'm doing. And he is selling us out by the bushel. Unbelievable. We are now going to be ruled by The Hague. All his appointments are all lefties, all communists. There's all kinds of strings attached to these guys. They're all being controlled by outside forces. And we're just going to have one hell of a time. And I was watching this morning at breakfast for coffee, Ruby Ridge, and how the FBI took out a family and destroyed a family. And I tell you, I wasn't paying attention to it when it happened. And that's my fault. And that's going to be your excuse when you lose your country. You weren't paying attention to it when it happened. Every night, when Bush was president, they threw blood in your face on the news media. They shoved dead bodies and showed you pictures of explosions every night. Just to get you to hate Bush. And since this guy has been president, how many times have they shown you any altercations in Iraq? How many times have they brought it to your attention that there's still some firing going on in Iraq? The body count last week was one. And I got sick today. I turned on the TV, and there is Jabba the Hutt with glasses on his nose. Carlos the Jekyll Levin. Sitting on a committee bench. like a judge and jury. And he's looking down his glasses at General Petraeus. And he's talking poppycock. He's talking jabberwocky. He's talking about himself and how important he is. And I said to myself, oh my God, oh my God, are we in trouble? If Christopher Dodd still has a 33% rate, favorable rating, yeah, after doing what he did, if Bonnie Frank is still sitting on the dais as Jabba the Hutt Jr., okay, are we in for a ride? We're in for a ride. It's inescapable. We are going to be filleted. And I heard a guy talking tonight to Steve Malzberg. I think it was Steve Malzberg. And he says that Hezbollah is coming into Mexico. Hezbollah, not Al-Qaeda. And that they have cells already set up in the United States. And he's talking about mall bombings. And I told you, you better start buying Kevlar for the baby carriages, because when the fit hits the shan, it's going to be fast and furious, and it's going to be all over the country at the same time. These guys love little Munichs all over the country. You know what I mean by little Munichs? When they killed the athletes at the Olympic Games, they were charged with being Jewish. And speaking of charge with being Jewish, I heard a Jewish guy say today, and I called it first. I called it at least a year ago. I said, watch out, Israel. You're going to get the Taiwan treatment. And Israel is going to get sold out. And you're going to see a popularity brainwashing, a population brainwashing. And it's going to go something along these lines. Let Israel and Palestine fight it out. We shouldn't be involved. Israel is big enough to take care of itself. They don't need us. And that'll be the signal. And here's one thing that always bothered me. When Iran talks about nuking Israel, if you look at the size of Israel, the fallout has to go into Palestine. So I believe it's a ruse. You cannot destroy Israel without destroying Palestine. What are they going to do? They're going to explode the bomb so it's mostly out to sea? And just one little section will cover Israel? No, my friends, it ain't going to work that way. But you know what? There are probably crazies out there that say, listen, the Palestinian people aren't that popular anyway. We'll get them all. That'll be the fortunes of war. And I've decided that if you really want to go after Iran, the best way to do it is to go after the women. That's all you got to do. You don't have to fire one shot. You show up with flowers and candy. You send in the special forces with violins and flowers and candy, little music, little wine, little champagne, and you court the women, and they'll leave right away. And then Iran will become a fatherless country, or a eunuch, a country of eunuchs, self-inflicted eunuchism. But that's the way to do it. And all you got to do is offer them some benefits, like you don't have to wear a shower curtain. We'll treat you with respect. We won't hang you. We won't bury you up above your waist so you can't bend to duck the rocks. We'll even give you handsome divorce settlements. Yep, that's what's going to happen. We're going to go take the women. It worked in Afghanistan. So hang in there, and we'll give you a little music to make your day. The other night we were talking about Kuwait. It's a good thing I checked, because I was going to tell you that there were four women to every man in Kuwait. But it turns out that the population is pretty well 50. It's 2-1. Two men to every woman. That's the population between 15 years old and 70, according to the CIA fact book. And one of the things that's distressing, I see at the bottom of the report, the CIA fact book, slavery still exists in the Gulf. And they mention that Asian and Indian people are lured into Kuwait, believing they're going to work in Kuwait, and they're recruited to work for Kuwaitis in Iraq. And one of the tactics is they don't pay. Another one is they freeze your passport. So you're like an $80 a month slave. See, years ago, slaves were free, and now they're up to $80 a month. And there's also sexual abuse of workers also. You want to talk about sexual harassment. You'd be sick to see what goes on in some families in Kuwait. I know when I was there, there was a Filipino girl who went to her embassy. She had been raped by a father and a brother, a Kuwaiti father and a son. And the Filipino embassy told her, tough it out or go home. How's that? One day that might happen to you as an American, because you're giving up your American citizenship. There will be no such thing as American citizenship one day. The government will have another name for it, and you'll have to qualify for it. You'll have to be born under their conditions. You don't think that can happen, right? Wait and see. They're already changing the laws. And I see they're rekindling the pedophile priest lawsuit a window. And New York State wants to be able to go to the grave of priests that can't defend themselves and bring charges against them. And now I see they're going after the Orthodox Jews. But I think the Orthodox Jews are going to fight a little harder than the Catholics did. The Catholics just turned the other cheek and gave away $1 billion in collection money. And for all you fools out there, when the communists show you the Catholic Church and the riches of the Catholic Church, that the lawyers are going to loot. They're writing down they're putting stickums on the communion ciboriums and the chalices and the works of art. Never forget that those cathedrals were built by people who gave up their egg money and their bread money to build those cathedrals. They were built one brick at a time by poor hands. And that's who you're going after, really. You're telling us you're going after big business, but you're really going after the worker. And you're using the worker to bring down his own job. And that's the crime that is being committed against religious people and people in the workforce. You're being made to despise the company that's putting bread on your table. And eventually you will have to stand in line for the government bread, which was your bread to begin with. But you don't see that. And I see this, what's her name? Shirley Lee, is that her name? Shirley Lee I think she's from Texas. And she's a big windbag. And she's telling everybody how communism is going to fit real nice. You know, when the noose goes around your neck, you're not even... It'll be silk. And here she is. She's talking about all the benefits that she's going to give to the people. She's never had a job a day in her life. She just worked for the government. Or she worked for the government is more like it. Well, hang in there. And she's probably a flag burner and a baby killer, talking about equal opportunity. I see Vito Fasella is getting ready to come back on the scene after he went and soiled himself in Washington, D.C. and mocked his constituents. And now he's been in rehab, and now he's coming back to do it to us again. No thanks, Vito. You had your chance. We gave you a carte blanche. And what did you do? You ate all the smorgasbord. Forget about it. You disgraced your family. You're not getting a second chance. I'll vote for a communist first. Harry Truman said, if a man can't be faithful to his family, how can he be faithful to his country? And that's my guiding rule. In the meantime, if we allow these communists to run our lives, and they are running every phase of our life. I heard a woman call into, what's that the show with Joe Scarborough, the ex-conservative? He became an ex as soon as he went to Marine Killing MSNBC, and he allowed them to have their way with him. Yeah. They used him like a woman. And the other one, his sidekick, Natasha, I call him Boris and Natasha, her name is Mika. Yeah, Mika in Polish, it means one who betrays their country. And this woman called in, and she was preaching fire and brimstone against smokers. She wanted them arrested and taken off the street. And she was for real. And she said they've ruined the environment, and they're killing people, and they're a bunch of fools. But you know what? Didn't the liberals used to say they'll support a man's right to be a fool because it's an inalienable right? Yeah. And that's what, if you think that they're only going to do it with smoking, wait until you all have to wear chartreuse shoelaces. And if you come out of the house, you go to jail because you're wearing fuchsia. Yeah, this government is going to regulate when you can eat and when you can sleep. And I often say, I'm waiting for the scenes we'd like to see, a stakeout outside of Burger King. And when the last fat kid gets in the door, the undercover team goes, that's it, we got them all. Rush in. And they go in with their guns, and they bring the little fat kids out and put them in the paddy wagon. And the kid's trying to eat the last French fry before he goes away and does 10 years. 10 years at fat school for re-indoctrination. You know, there's no difference between Cambodia and the United States. It's coming. We're all going to be marched out of the cities into the farms. Yeah, no, that can't happen here. Let me tell you something. It never can happen. It happens all the time. It's not going to happen, so it's right in your face. But it'll come in a way that you won't, it's like you don't whip the horse, you nudge him. Yeah, and one day you'll be standing around singing, but not for me.
Hang in there, folks. We'll go to part two. Let's see what we got for you. We have... Do we do nonprofits? I think we did nonprofits. I think I opened with nonprofits. And we did Twilight Time. We could do Whacking CEOs. Here we go.
The whacking of the CEO of General Motors. That was very swift and sudden, wasn't it? Do you think that CEO had any idea that he was going to be fired that quickly? Did they sort of let him down gently weeks before? Or was it swift and sudden? And Obama didn't think of that by himself, so somebody put the bug in Obama's ear. And I tell you, for a guy that pretends to be for the people and compassionate, he let that guy down real hard. You don't do that. My rule is you treat every human being like a loaded gun, because you never know when they're going to go off. But everybody is led to believe by the communist media that this guy has plenty of money and not a care in the world. But ego is in everybody, and it must be hard for him to take that put down. He was dumped faster than Bush dumped Rumsfeld. And to this day, I have never heard the list of charges against Rumsfeld that called for his demise. And I'm watching General Petraeus sitting in front of Jabba the Hutt, Carlos the Jekyll Levin. And there's two Levins in Congress now. So they're double-teaming America. And that's from the state that's going broke. And if General Motors goes down, there's going to be a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth. And the unions are getting a pass, and that's not right, because it's the unions and their benefits that have dragged a GM down. Let's face it, what has happened to the price of cars? The union makes a few demands, they negotiate, and management loses, and they put them into the price of the car. So now the American car is $3,000 higher than the Japanese car made in the same country. So a buddy of mine, I asked him how he felt, and he is an international shipper, freight forwarder, and he sees business going all around the world, American business going all around the world, with very little coming back, except made in China, lead-painted toy helicopters that Obama gave the Prime Minister of England. Gave him two of them, $4.99 each. Man, what happened to a bottle of Drambuie? Huh? What happened to First Foot? First Foot's a custom. First Foot in the door has to have a gift. So I asked my buddy, I said, yes, it's not easy. A lot of auto parts companies make a wonder in the next 60 days. All big names. And I said, keep me in mind if you have any clients to do something else. There's a market. Yeah, okay. So he came back to me, and this is what he responded to. Now, I got to tell you about my friend. He can ship anything anywhere in the world. And the last time I was in touch with him, you know what he was shipping from the United States to Europe? The big wind turbines that generate electricity. So I sent him an email a couple of weeks ago, and I said, how you doing with the wind turbine orders? And he says, they're all being made in China now. Yeah. But the companies are still in business. One's in Texas, and I forget where the other one is. And I said, oh yeah, what are they going to switch off to being making Buy American stickers? How sad, right? Those companies are now starving in the United States. Well, we go for the price. But let me tell you, I'm not the only guy that notices that. Many years ago, I had three salesmen in my office, and they were all complaining about foreign goods. And then they mentioned each one had a Japanese car and how great it was. Yeah, they couldn't see the woods for the trees. And they're all out of work now. Forced to retire. Aftermarket and OEM suppliers are at risk. It is the domino effect. As for the auto manufacturers, people forget which companies built all the tanks, jeeps, and trucks needed to defend this country in World War II and other wars. Well, we don't need that anymore. You know why? Because we're going to negotiate a human surrender. We're going to turn the other cheek. Face down. Yeah, we're going to negotiate with the coalition of the willing. They drive their Toyotas and Hondas and talk about resale value when they should be thinking of how many U.S. jobs are created by the big three. They say, "Oh, but my Camry or Accord was made assembled with many Japanese parts in the USA." Yes. But where do those profits go? Right back to Japan. I said that. If you get my book, which is now about 4 years old, you will see that when it comes to layoffs, the motherland is not going to whack Germans or Frenchmen first. They're going to get rid of the Amerikanskis. Yes, but those profits go back to Japan. World War II brought to you by the Mitsubishi Zero. Whatever happened to pride in made in the USA and supporting our own country? I say the slogan of the Democrat Party is any country but mine. And that's the slogan of Hollywood, too. Hollywood, who's now an indoctrination media for drug use. Every movie now shows somebody whacking weed. Or they tying off the arm for the heroin shot. And never forget, one out of five Americans is a junkie. And one out of five Americans ruins one out of five families. Destroys them completely. They will never be the same. So he says, these people let themselves be brainwashed into believing everything foreign is better. We will all be driving Trabants soon. Military parades will be on bicycles like in Cuba. The oath of office requires the president to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Big government running banks and telling car makers what to do. Big government is the problem, not the solution. Thank you, Ronald Reagan. Boy, he really hit the nail on the head when he said that one. I don't remember the government telling Lee Iacocca then what type of cars he would have to build, and he was able to pay back the $1.5 billion within 3 years with interest. Yeah, think about that. So that's what my friend says. Hang in there. I'll give you a peppy tune, something with an automobile in it.
Why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to. I called Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
I got this email from Thomas More Law Center. Here I'm watching the Tudors, and they cut Thomas More's head off. Did you ever hear the death sentence that was pronounced upon him? That he would be almost hanged. Hanged until almost dead. Then cut down and placed on a rack, and his stomach would be open. And his a heart would be shown to him, and his entrails, and then he would be drawn and quartered, and then his head would be hung on a pike. And then Henry VIII, he got soft because Thomas More was his best friend, and he just cut his head off. Ann Arbor, Michigan, July 2008. The Honorable Larry Allen Burns, a federal district court judge in Southern California, dismissed the AC Lulu's latest lawsuit to tear down the historic Mount Soledad Cross, which is part of a national memorial honoring the veterans of the U.S. Armed Services. Not surprisingly, the ACLU appealed that ruling to the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit. Yeah, that's the Ninth Communist Circuit. If the appellate court considers the case, however, it will have in its file a competing brief supporting the Mount Soledad Cross filed by the Thomas More Law Center. The Law Center's friend of the court brief was filed on behalf of former Navy pilot and prisoner of war Rear Admiral Jeremiah Denton, U.S. Navy retired, and the families of Marine Majors Michael D. Martino and Gerald Bloomfield III, both of whom were killed in combat in Iraq on November 2, 2005, when their attack helicopter was shot down by a surface-to-air missile. The memories and sacrifices of these war heroes are now preserved by plaques located under the Mount Soledad Cross. The plaques were dedicated in their honor, and they have a picture of it. It's a beautiful cross on a hill. Richard Thompson, the president and chief counsel of the Law Center, commented, "Through our brief and the compelling stories of these war heroes, we want the court to feel the devastating impact removing the cross will have on those who sacrificed so much for this country. Ironically, the ACLU wants to use the very Constitution these veterans protected with their lives to eliminate the memory of their heroic sacrifices. And let me tell you something, evil is celebrated and good is downplayed in the United States. Just turn on the TV tonight and see how many Draculas are sucking blood, how many jerks are smoking weed, how many cop cars are overturning in a chase. How many bullets and rounds are flying? How many evil people are looking good? And how many good people are being abused and destroyed? There's no heroes. And the only heroine is doing heroin." Richard Thompson, the president and chief counsel, commented. Oh, I said that already. And here they give you a little background on Jeremiah Denton. Is a retired U.S. Navy Rear Admiral, a veteran of World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, served his country in three wars, when one would be enough for any man. A former prisoner of war, listen to this, from July the 18th, 1965, to February 13th, 1973. 8 years he was a POW, and a former U.S. Senator from the state of Alabama. Admiral Denton first came to the attention of the American public during a television interview arranged by his North Vietnamese captors, Jane Fonda and John Kerry, in 1966. expected to give a proper responses to a journalist recitation of alleged American war atrocities, Admiral Denton affirmed his faith in his government's position, stating, "I will support it as long as I live." While responding to questions from his interrogator, Admiral Denton blinked his eyes in Morse code, repeatedly spelling out the covert message, torture. His message was the first confirmation that American POWs were being mistreated while Jane Fonda lied to us while she spit in their faces when she was in Hanoi. And John Kerry spit in their faces when he was in Paris, still as a military officer, licking the ankles of the Vietnamese, North Vietnamese. After his release in that's at John Kerry from of Stavos, Switzerland, the international pancake. After his release in 1975. Let me see. During his 8 years, he was subjected to torture. Then his extraordinary account of his endurance and sacrifice for our country while imprisoned in North Vietnam was told in his 1976 book, When Hell Was in Session. After his release in 73, he continued his military career, rising to Rear Admiral. Upon retirement from the Navy, he was elected to the Senate and became the first Republican ever elected by popular vote to represent Alabama. In 2008, Denton's incredible sacrifice for our country, a horrific sacrifice that is unimaginable to most Americans tonight, including most war veterans. And I got to tell you, I just watched a memory clip of a respected Muslim preaching to the choir about the torture at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo. And then he also said it would be nice if somebody could destroy the nuclear power plant on Lake Michigan. Nice guy, right? And he also talked about a little box of anthrax can kill 330,000 Americans. All you have to do is sprinkle it on the White House lawn. Yeah, during the Easter egg hunt. And that's why they got to be burned out. No trace. Vaporize. That's what we got to do. We got to vaporize them. Instant paradise. You beam them right up. In 2008, his incredible sacrifice, the horrific sacrifice, including, was honored and memorialized at the Mount Soledad Veterans Memorial. A plaque in his honor was placed at the Veterans Memorial during a ceremony held on September the 19th, 2008, and 2008 National POW/MIA Recognition Day. So, the ACLU wants to take down the cross. And you want to know something? That's not the only cross they want to take down. And one day, they'll have the crosses removed from Christian universities. And they're working on Notre Dame right now. They'll probably have a politically correct name for the Blessed Mother. They'll probably have to drop the title Blessed Mother. I can see it now. And some priest will stand up there and tell us it's good for us. Yeah, like they're telling us Obama is good for abortion. How's that? Is he going to bless the dead babies? Is he going there to bless 1,400,000 Americans who get butchered every year? Is he going to stand next to a priest that's going to hug him while he tells us abortion is good? Will he not pardon one of the POWs, those prisoners of the womb? Nah, we're going for score. Americans like to set records. So what's going to happen when all of this this freewheeling spending money runs out and we have to snap back to reality? When the guys that are bumping up the market now because they were the ones that got caught in it before, they're going to bail out at the top. as far up as it can go, and they're going to bail out, and we'll all be back down to square one and minus the square one. And the price of the gasoline goes to $4 a gallon. And OPEC tells us they no longer want to get paid in dollars. They want gold. Or they'll take euros or Russian rubles. Yeah, what are we going to do then? What do you got for us? Yeah, well, let me see. I'll play you the gasoline song.
Looking back at the years gone by now.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. I was just following, I turned on the TV this morning, and I had to, I was force-fed another Obama speech, and I choked on my porridge. He was addressing the townspeople of Strasbourg in France, and he was denouncing his country, as usual. And he was apologizing for the United States, which is just what I needed to do. Send my tax money to send an emissary of the United States government to be a soul man. Yeah, he's a soul man. He licks the soles of the feet of the French. And he was apologizing. He says he's going to make the world better for communism. He's going to disarm the United States, and he expects the rest of the world to follow. Yeah, great. Isn't that great? You don't, and you think that this guy is going to survive 4 years? You got to be kidding me. The worse he gets, the worse we're going to get. And I was listening to Mike Savage tonight, and he's talking about the Vietnamese guy who went berserk in a civic center up in Binghamton, New York. And the left blamed it on IBM. Yeah, they blamed it on IBM. And I'm surprised that when they rewrite history, they'll blame Charles Manson on Exxon and Lee Harvey Oswald on Halliburton. Yeah, well, we're going to go from a working class to a totally unemployed class. And here's some food for thought. What kind of penalty are you going to have to pay when you have to live off your 401k because you're out of work and your unemployment benefits ran out the 7 years that the Democrats extended them? We're in trouble. A president of the United States that hates his own country, and his wife is bow-legged. That's from too much basketball. So while I'm paying compliments tonight, I better break it up and give you some light fare. Let's see if we can do we have any anti-American songs? Do we have any pro-American songs? America, remember America? Yeah, used to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. And now everybody's living in Iowa, who just made same-sex marriage the law of the land. Just what I need. Just what I need to see. Two guys kissing. Better a guy kisses a horse. At least I could say, well, he likes horses. Unbelievable. Did you play any April Fool's jokes? I played one on my wife. I startled her this morning, the morning of April Fool's, and I said, quick, you got to come downstairs. The refrigerator's missing. And I almost got her. And then I said, they must have heard about your cooking. So hang in there, and we'll give you a little tune.
Someday,
someway,
oh, maybe you'll realize that you can't go around breaking hearts and telling lies. Oh, someday.
Just like you did for me.
Oh, someday,
someway,
oh, baby, you did lie that you had a good man, but you don't.
Here we go. I got an email today from the One Nation Under God people. And they're talking about only 7 of 26 Catholic senators vote to save kids. And I have often said that you can't be Catholic and a Democrat. And you can't be Irish Catholic and a Democrat and vote to kill kids. And don't give me that crap. Now if you're a Republican and you vote to kill kids, you're not a Republican, you're a Democrat. If you're a Catholic Republican and you're voting to kill kids, you're not a Republican and you're not a Catholic. You're a Democrat, a Democrat. Or as Hitler used to call them, the Democrats, his landsmen. So out of the 100 senators, there are 26 Catholic senators and only 7 vote pro-life. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you an eye-opener here and tell you who the rats are. From Alaska, Mark Begich. He's a Democrat, and he's a baby killer. From Alaska, Lisa Murkowski. Also a baby killer and can't be a Catholic. From Arkansas, Blanche Lincoln. And she's got 3 zeros for funding for overseas abortion groups. She doesn't vote Catholic. Health coverage for the unborn child. She doesn't vote for health coverage for the unborn child. Funding the United Nations Population Fund. Kemp Kasten anti-coercion law. Okay. Who's next? Mark Pryor, a Democrat from Arkansas. But I'm not worried about the... Diane Feinstein. Ooh, I thought she was a little bit better than that. But Barbara Boxer. We know Barbara Boxer. Barbara Boxer is also a flag burner. She voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11 and would do it tomorrow in a fetal heartbeat. Michael Bennett is unfriendly to children. Mark Udall from Colorado. Let me just see if I got Mark Udall here. Yeah, he doesn't like kids either. Joe Lieberman, the Orthodox Jewish person. Joe Lieberman, who was considered very close to being a conservative. Joe Lieberman also voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11, SJR7. Christopher Dudd, he's into real estate. He's too busy, but he has nothing. He has no good to do for children, and he voted to burn the flag also 40 days before 9/11. Ted Kaufman from Delaware. Ted Kaufman from Delaware. He's also anti-baby. And Thomas Carper from Delaware. So you got two lemons. They get the order of lemon from Delaware. Joe Biden, he gets an I. That means he's intermittent. Yeah, but Joe Biden also voted to burn the flag of the United States. You don't believe that, right? Check it out, SJR7. 40 days before 9/11. Mel Martinez, he's 100% Catholic. Bill Nelson, I call him Bill Bonsai Nelson. He's not only a flag burner, but he's a baby killer, though. And do you know that they wouldn't let him go to the moon? He's an astronaut. He's the only astronaut in the Guinness Book of World Records that's spelled with two S's. And he's also a toxic asset. And they wouldn't let him go to the moon because they figured that even without oxygen, he would find a way to burn the flag. Saxby Chambliss is a good guy, all-around good guy.
personal friend of the Pope. From Georgia, Johnny Isaacson, also personal friend of the Pope. He's a Republican. From Hawaii, I got to tell you about Hawaii. First off, Hawaii doesn't like Americans. I just found that out. I always thought, you know, I used to see the girls in the hula skirts and everybody was friendly. But apparently they don't like the Americans. And the two senators from Hawaii both voted to burn the flag. That's Daniel Akaka and Daniel Inouye. They both voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11, and they vote to kill kids. How's that? These two guys are older than dirt, yet they don't want to give a young life a chance. Yeah, they're like imams, Hawaiian imams. And here's a guy, my hero, Mike Crapo. And he's a Republican from Idaho. And he's a good guy. Jim Risch from Idaho. So the Idaho guys are good potatoes. Roland Burris from... he's the guy that just replaced Obama. He hasn't had a chance to vote to burn the flag yet, but he'll do what his party tells him. And he's also anti-baby. And here he is, the overall Count Dracula, the Vlad the Impaler, the stabber in Marine Backs, Richard Durbin from Illinois. He's a Catholic. He's a Catholic. Oh, God. God help us. Cast him into hell with all of the evil spirits who prowl, evil demoncrats who prowl the world seeking the ruin of souls. Richard Durbin is a flag burner and a baby killer. Evan Bay from Indiana, the home of homosexual marriages. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and you can marry one any day of the week. Yeah, thanks, Evan Bay. Evan Bay is also a flag burner. As a matter of fact, at the classic photo of Evan Bay's wife, Hillary Clinton, Obama bin Laden, and I think Richardson was there too, the drug dealer from New Mexico. They were all on the platform at the Iowa caucuses. They were at an open outdoor salute to the takedown of America, and they played the Star Spangled Banner. And Evan Bay was missing from the stage because he was trying to find more flags to burn. He went out to get matches. And Obama was standing there. That's the classic picture with his hand over his testicles. Yeah. Make him believe he didn't hear. He didn't hear the screams of 3,000 Americans on 9/11. So Evan Bay, the scourge of God. Charles Grassley's a good guy. Tom Harkin, he's from Iowa. And Grassley's from Iowa, too. Tom Harkin, the Herald Angels ain't singing about this guy. He also voted to burn the flag. And I got to tell you something. You know who else voted to burn the flag? And nobody will ever talk about it. Fred Thompson, the conservative, who McCain wanted to put on the Supreme Court. How's that? You know who McCain is. He's a short version of Ted Kennedy. Yeah, sorry, John. You didn't fight hard enough, and you didn't win. And you know what Patton says about losers. So, onward and upward. You know why McCain lost? Because his first opening speech was to endorse Ted Kennedy, the Chappaquiddick Seal. Who else are we looking at here? Pat Roberts, a good guy. Sam Brownback, a good guy. Jim Bunning from Kentucky, a good guy. Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, I don't trust. I call him Match McConnell. He voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. If you can't protect my flag, you can't protect my country. Who else we got here? David Vitter from Louisiana, he's a good guy. Mary Landrieu, she is the Mata Hari of Louisiana. She is the Madame Lafarge of Louisiana. She got reelected by promising to support Bush, and when she got reelected, she double-crossed her constituents. And Mary Landrieu also voted to burn the flag. And may God have mercy on her soul. Susan Collins from Maine, she's a Democrat in pussycat clothing. Yeah, and you know what? I say, you want to know the truth? You know what you were going to have to do? We're going to have to fire everybody. You can't just go and vote anymore. That's not going to solve the problem. Because one party's in, one party's out, but they're all doing the same thing to us. Fire everybody. Put the fear of God in them. And the guy that gets the job, whoever he is, he's going to be on his toes. Fire them all. Fire the good with the bad. Do a complete flush. A complete drain down. Like the Democrats like to use the word haircut. They're going to give them a haircut. No, we're going to scalp them. Think about it. What do you want to do? You want to have a revolution? You want to start a war in your own country, another civil war? You're going to get pushed to the brink. So why do that? Why suffer? Why bring death and disaster upon yourself? You know that they had a survey in Camp Pendleton, and they asked the Marines that they surveyed, if you were ordered to fire on Americans, would you? And 23% yes, said yes. So, but what they didn't tell you is that the other 67%, or 77%, would probably talk the 23% out of it. Okay, so having said that, where were we? We were up to Mary Susan Collins, Olympia Snowjob. See, the two caribou from Maine. They can't be trusted. They will double-cross Republicans every time. They're like the sisters in what's that movie where Teddy Roosevelt was digging the Panama Canal in the basement? Arsenic and Old Lace. They remind me of Arsenic and Old Lace sisters. And they're going to put America down in the Panama Canal. Barbara Mikulski from Maryland, not only would she kill a kid, she'll burn the flag that drapes the kid's coffin. She's on the record for voting to burn the flag. Benjamin Cardin from Maryland, he has no track record, but he's not pro-life. John Kerry, Hanoi John, he votes to kill kids, he votes to burn the flag. Edward Kennedy, who's soon to meet God, and someday I'll tell you the Malorkia story that the Pope put on Ted Kennedy. You know what a Malorkia is? It's a black magic. It's voodoo. It's a curse. And Kennedy's got it right from the Vatican. Debbie Stabenow now, whose motto is stab him in the back in Iraq, stab him in the head in the womb, stab him any way you can. That's Debbie Stabenow now. She hates God. She hates country. She votes to burn the flag. Carlos the Jekyll Levin hates kids and hates the American flag. And he hates the military, and now he's in charge of buying them bullets. So pray for your military. Norm Coleman. He's got an I next to his name. I guess I means intermittent. And he's up against Al Frankenstein. And he's having a tough time of it. But Minnesota, they have a lot of crazies that come out of that place for office. They had a governor that used to wrestle everybody. Amy Klobuchar. And she's a Democrat from Minnesota, and she doesn't like kids either. Here's a real rat, Thad Cochran from Mississippi. I didn't know this guy was still in office, but apparently he is. Oh, they got him as a good guy. But Thad Cochran from Mississippi voted to burn the flag. So like I say, there's two things you can't do as a Catholic. You can't vote to burn the flag, and you can't vote to kill kids. So he's favorable to kids, but he is unfavorable when it comes to supporting the red, white, and blue. And like I said, fire them all. I don't care. I'll take the casualties on my side as long as you take the casualties on your side. And we'll wipe out 100 senators and 536 Viet Congress mice, and we'll start fresh. We'll get all new crooks in there. We don't need these, and it'll take at least a year before the envelopes find their way into the pockets of the new guys. And you can put all special interest groups off limits to the new crop. Claire McCaskill, Democrat from Missouri, she is a disgrace, and I'm sure Harry Truman would bitch slap her. She wasn't around to vote to burn the flag, but there was a woman whose husband was governor, and he got killed in a plane crash, and they gave her the seat. As a matter of fact, the attorney general that everybody said bad things about because he prayed before he started his day's work, Ashcroft, he gave up. He wouldn't run against her so that she could have her husband's seat. And the first thing she did was she voted to burn the flag. And her name will come up here somewhere. When I find it, I'll tell you who she is. I thought I had it here, but... Okay, and Christopher Bond, they say he's a 100% good guy. And Max Baucus from Montana, he's a bad guy. He doesn't like babies, but it looks like he doesn't burn flags. Don Testa from Montana, he doesn't like babies either. Maybe that's why the population of Montana is kind of low. Mike Johans from Nebraska, he's a good guy. Ben Nelson from Nebraska, he's a good guy, according to the baby rating. John Ensign from Nevada, he's a good guy. Harry Reid, the shoe bomber from Nevada, he hates kids. He'll talk about his grandchildren, but they'll be the only one he'll let live. And he also, he didn't vote to burn the flag. He didn't get a chance at the time when the legislation passed. But give him 5 minutes and a book of matches. Judd Gregg from New Hampshire, a good guy. Jean Shaheen from New Hampshire, a bad woman, very bad. Mala Femina. Robert Menendez from New Jersey, another Mala Femina. Yeah, and he didn't get a chance to burn the flag because Torricelli was burning the flag of the state of New Jersey. Frank Lautenberg, also from the state of New Jersey, he hates kids, thinks they're too noisy. Yeah, he's another Mala Femina. And he wasn't around to vote to burn the flag, but his precursor was, and that's Robert Torricelli, known as the Torch. That he burned so many flags, they gave him that title. He also dismantled the CIA single-handedly, and he put a Chinese businessman in jail for giving him a bribe. And he kept the bribe. Jeff Bingaman from New Mexico. Jeff Bingaman is a baby killer, and he's a flag burner. Tom Udall from New Mexico is a baby killer, and he is... I thought he was a flag burner, but I don't have him down here as a flag burner. But I got a feeling on other flag burning issues. He took a torch. Charlie Schumer, the Heinrich Himmler of New York, he is not only a flag burner and a baby killer, but he puts banks out of business by starting vicious rumors. Hillary Clinton, she wrote a book, it takes an abortion clinic to wipe out a village.
And she's a flag burner and a baby killer. And I'm not even talking about, I'm not going to say it. Kristen Gillibrand doesn't like children. So, these are North Carolina, Richard Burry's a good guy. Kay Hagan from North Carolina, she doesn't like children. Kent Conrad from North Dakota. Kent Conrad is a flag burner of record 40 days before 9-1-1. It's one of those guys that jumped around and said, what did Bush know and when did he know it? But Kent Conrad didn't know anything. Otherwise, he may have withheld burning the flag if he knew that Al-Qaeda was coming in 40 days. Byron Dorgan. Byron Dorgan is a flag burner and a baby killer. Sherrod Brown, too new, but Sherrod Brown votes the party line when it comes to killing kids. George Voinovich. George is a Republican, and he likes children. But I think that he can't be trusted. He's a little bit of a double-crosser. That's what you call Catholics who betray their God and country. Double-crossers. And Tom Coburn from Oklahoma, a good guy. Jim Inhofe, another good guy. Oklahoma is great. And now we come to Oregon, the Al-Qaeda state, the training state for Al-Qaeda, and the reception area for when they cross the border from Canada. And that's Jeff Merkley, who doesn't like children, and Ron Wyden, he doesn't like children. And Ron Wyden also voted to burn the flag, so he's a flag burner. Usually, as a rule, if they vote to kill kids, or they vote to burn the flag. As a matter of fact, more vote to burn the flag than to kill kids. I have a survey of one issue. They wanted to give anesthesia to children about to have their heads torn off, and 34 senators voted to give them no anesthesia because they'd have to recognize that the kid having his head torn off was a human being. And of the 34, 29 were flag burners. So where are we here? We're up to the boys from Oregon, I told you about. A guy named Casey from Pennsylvania. He doesn't know what to do. Arlen Specter knows what to do. Kill kids and vote to burn the flag. And George Bush went in and endorsed him for the Senate over a conservative. I think it was Pat Toomey, the conservative, who was running against him at the time, or the other conservative who you see on Fox a lot. I can't think of his name right now. But Bush was told to endorse Specter by his campaign manager, who also told Bush not to bother with New York and New Jersey. Okay, and he gave those two senators a walk-on. Chuck Schumer, he didn't fight him, and he didn't fight John Corzine. Speedball Corzine. And Jack Reed from Rhode Island, he hates kids, and he voted to burn the flag. Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island, he took the place of Lincoln Chapstick, and Lincoln Chapstick hates kids, and voted to burn the flag. Voted to kill kids and voted to burn the flag. Sheldon Whitehouse will probably follow cheap suit. Jim DeMint, a good guy and one of the last conservative voices in Washington. Lindsey Graham. I don't trust Lindsey Graham. I call him Lindsey Graham. I don't trust him. I think that he could be another Obama. And yet he votes to save kids, but I don't trust him. He blows in the wind. He's got one finger in the wind all the time. John Thune, I trust John Thune. He's a family man. He's a good man from South Dakota. And I sent him money to oppose Tom Daschle
and Prancer and Blitzen and Donna. Yeah, Dashiell was a flag burner and a baby killer, and he calls himself a Catholic. You know, when he goes up for communion, a priest should smack him in the face. And then tell him to get the F out. Tim Johnson from South Dakota, a bad news from South Dakota. He doesn't like kids. Lamar Alexander from Tennessee. Everybody loves Lamar. Not only Hetty, but also Alexander. Bob Corker from Tennessee. So Rocky Top has got two good guys. John Cornyn from Texas. He tries. Kay Bailey Hutchinson. They're giving her a thumbs up. But Kay Bailey Hutchinson, on one abortion issue, did not vote. So I don't give her as big a thumbs up as the Catholic League here does. Orrin Hatch is outclassed. Here he's very pro-life, and we thank him for it. But he's not a fighter. He also endorsed Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg for the Supreme Court and helped usher her in. So, Orrin, as far as I'm concerned, that's why I say let's fire them all and start fresh. Robert Bennett from Utah. They're giving Robert Bennett from Utah a pro-life thumbs up. But Robert Bennett from Utah voted to burn the American flag. And when you vote to burn the American flag, you're hurting kids. Patrick Leahy from Vermont. I call him Leaky Leahy. If you want to know where the troops are moving to at any time, just have the barmaid give him a double. Bernie Sanders hates children. It believes children should be seen and not had. If he has any offspring, they're sprung. And Bernie Sanders, to his credit, that did not vote to burn the flag. How's that? That's very good. But Patrick Leahy, he's a flag burner extraordinaire. Nothing like stabbing the troops in the back and burning the flags on the coffins. And here is Jim Webb from Virginia, and he is, if he's Catholic, then Moses was an Apache. Yeah, and you know, this is the guy that walks around Congress wearing his son's combat boots. His son serving in Iraq shoeless. Yeah, he can't be trusted at all. He's a double crosser, first class. Mark Warner, a Democrat from Virginia. Mark Warner, he probably replaced the John Warner. John Warner, he's the one who married Cleopatra. And he votes to kill kids, and he votes to burn the flag. And they'll always tell you he's a veteran. He's a veteran of what? Baby killing. Yeah, big deal. I wouldn't care if he was an admiral, and I'm worried about some of these admirals lately. I don't like what they're doing. And this one is Maria Cantwell, and she's from the communist state of Washington. And they'll probably seize Boeing one day and put red stars on all the planes. And she can't do well at all. And she's a baby killer and a flag burner. Patty Murray, also from the same communist state, and she's a flag burner and a baby killer. John Rockefeller from West Virginia. This guy is Bill Sykes. That's how much he hates kids. He likes to play Bill Sykes and Oliver. And he's a flag burner. He is a flag burner extraordinaire. Robert Byrd from Virginia. Robert Byrd from Virginia is a flag burner. Robert Byrd from Virginia also is a baby killer. And Robert Byrd from Virginia is also a barn burner. And he rode with the Klan. Yeah. Herbert Cole from Wisconsin. Herbert Cole from Wisconsin hates kids and burns flags. of record. Russ Feingold, I call him Islamo Feingold, because he doesn't like to use the word Islamo-fascism. He's a soul man, too. He likes to lick at the soles of the feet of Al-Qaeda. Russ Feingold is a flag burner and a baby killer. And he's McCain's best friend. Yeah, when McCain reaches across the aisle, he puts his hand on Russ Feingold. And this is John Barrasso from Wyoming, a good guy. Michael Enzi from Wyoming, a good guy. Did I get everybody? Paul Wellstone, well, he's explaining when life begins to God. Yeah, God help us, man. Okay, so we got them all. We got all of the rats, like in Democrats. And I'm telling you, get rid of all of... Better to have a conservative party than a Republican party. Better to be 30% strong than 50% watered down. Because the 20% of the water will flow over to the Democrat side. And maybe we could use a few conservative Democrats to come over to our side. So stand in there and I'll give you a popular tune.
Thank you.
That's it.